The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's 45 minutes after the opening act and the star performer is nowhere to be seen. Then he appears. It's 31, travelling from Melbourne to see the Sydney show.
My name is Alejandro. I'm from Melbourne, originally from Venezuela. Been here 10 years. Best night of my life. I don't know what to say. It was just the best night of my life. The whole thing, it was like a dream come true.
89,000 fans showed up over two nights in Sydney for Bad Bunny's debut. That's a stadium record for the venue, NG Stadium at Sydney Olympic Park. Bad Bunny's decision to avoid taking his world tour to locations in the US that could put undocumented migrants who are his fans at risk has been praised. But the decision to play in Australia for the first time raised a few eyebrows. While the number of Spanish speakers in Australia increased by 21.7% between 2016 and 2021, the overall number is 171,000. Juanita, born in Colombia, says Bad Bunny's appeal is that he makes people feel proud of their cultural heritage.
And it is great to have those vibes here. I think Bad Bunny is making a great change in what Latino means for everyone in the world, which is great to know and which is great to see people from other cultures just enjoying their his music and our vibes and what we are, what we really, what Latino really means. That's many more things than what just media shows. Just great. Very happy and proud of that talent that he's sharing with us.
Bad Bunny, whose full name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has triggered renewed interest in the role of music in keeping Puerto Rican culture and history alive. Puerto Rico has always had an outsized influence on the development and innovation of Latin music genres, like salsa, reggaeton and its predecessors, plena and bomba, with its African drumming rhythms inherited as a result of the slave trade and migration patterns. Dr. Consuela Martinez Reyes is a senior lecturer of Spanish and Latin American studies at Macquarie University.
The fact that we all know that in each of our different countries we have very specific music rhythms that come from the mix of cultures and races from Spain and Africa and our indigenous communities. There's also obviously experiences of oppression that we've all had throughout Latin America in terms of governments failing us, in terms of politicians and the imperialism of the U.S., and how it affects us. So when he talks about coloniality and colonialism in Puerto Rico, he's not only talking about one island, he's talking about political experiences that we've all had at different stages.
Reflecting the fusion of cultural and musical influences that underpin Afro-Caribbean Latin music, Bad Bunny's songs explore issues like gender fluidity, shared histories of immigration, and the impacts of colonization. It started in 2016 with his first record deal, after being discovered on SoundCloud with his song Diles, or Tell Them, about sexual attraction and a hidden relationship.
mi mente se apaga. Vamos para el cuarto polvo, esto es una saga.
His popularity over the last decade has been growing steadily ever since, culminating with him headlining the US Super Bowl in February with a history-making show for the first time almost entirely in Spanish. It set a new global viewership record of more than 4 billion people. That same month, he won 3 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year with Debí Tirar Más Fotos, or I Should Have Taken More Photos, the first non-English language album to win the category in the award show's 54-year history. Accepting his Grammy Award, Bad Bunny delivered a rare comment in English.
We're not savage, we're not animals, we're not aliens, we are humans and we are Americans.
Bad Bunny makes an interesting choice when playing live, choosing to keep with his approach of singing entirely in Spanish, even at an overseas concert where not everyone may understand his lyrics. It's a potentially risky move, considering predecessors with Puerto Rican heritage, Ricky Martin and J-Lo, have resorted to singing in English to attain commercial success among mainstream English-speaking audiences, what's called the crossover era. Born and raised in Puerto Rico, Dr. Martinez Reyes says it's part of a new global trend, of which Bad Bunny is one example of.
It happens also with groups like Maneskin in Italy or Kneecap in Ireland. You have a lot of groups that are singing in their language and circulating because of platforms like Spotify and others. They are being consumed in their language. And so Bad Bunny in that context is part of that global trend of sticking to your language and not doing the English crossover. I think where he contributes even more to that is where he speaks Spanish wherever he goes. Even if he's in Saturday Night Live, he will speak Spanish and they may not be subtitles, and that is sold and put out there, and people are willing to then explore and try to find out what he's saying.
At the concerts in Sydney, the set list was broken into two distinct parts based on the staging. The main stage opened the night with the sounds of salsa and iconic Puerto Rican instruments like the cuatro, a string instrument. It then moved to the other end of the stadium, where an informal house party took place in a building modelled on an iconic Puerto Rican house, La Casita, or Little House, which marked a shift to the reggaeton songs. Dr. Martinez Reyes says that was a deliberate choice.
But La Casita is the average Puerto Rican house. They're built with cement blocks, which are good for the weather, and we are hit by hurricanes every couple of years. It's the average Puerto Rican house. Everybody has lived in one of these houses. But it's not the house that we present ourselves with, because it's not. We don't perceive it as a beautiful house. It's homey, but it's not necessarily the picturesque house that we use for tourism. In that sense, it's a very special house because we think of home when we see it, and we think that only we are able to recognize it. Nobody else can.
Born in Peru, Stacey Ramos Melendez has been in Australia for 6 years and has been following Bad Bunny since his early days back in 2016. She says it's been affirming to celebrate culture and feel a sense of togetherness through music.
I love that. I think it's really big for the Latino community to have an artist, a Spanish-speaking artist, that just performed for the Super Bowl come to Australia. I think it gives a lot of visibility to how big the Latino community is becoming. Great space for community. It's just dancing, screaming, crying. So it was great. I loved it. And yeah, this is probably going to be the highlight of my year for sure.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.
Go!